Paris to France, where on International Workers' Day there's a big protest in the capital city against pension reforms. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly is with us. Tony, what's happening there?
Well, Gavin, the main demonstration in Paris has just departed Place de la République, and they're making their way. It's about a 40-minute walk to Place de la Nation. Now, in the last few minutes, there's been a tremendous cloudburst. An absolute deluge has erupted over the protesters, so a lot of them have been taking shelter, but the spirits are not dampened, as you may hear in the background. A very noisy, angry, but also good-natured demonstration, and people are using today, it's obviously the symbolic day of workers' rights and international labour, they're using today as the latest platform to voice their anger and opposition to President Macron's pension reforms.
Tell us about those reforms, Tony, and why they have angered workers so much.
Well, President Macron and his government have argued that the system in France for providing pensions, which is a pay-as-you-go system, is essentially facing a deficit. And in order to get it into the black, he has simplified the code and sought to increase the minimum pension age from 62 to 64. Now, why that has angered so many people is that the way the system works, it means that a lot of people would have to work an awful lot longer in order to qualify for the full pension. And that in particular will affect those in lower and middle income groups who often have fragmented career paths or who have to take career breaks or who may have periods of unemployment. So they're saying that it unfairly targets those, and there's been tremendous anger about that, but also the fact that he used Article 49.3 of the Constitution to avoid putting this to a parliamentary vote, and that has angered people a lot more. But the point is that the measure has been passed into law. The Constitutional Council argued that it was legitimate and constitutional. That hasn't dampened the sense of anger here on the streets today.
He's not the first French president to try and reform France's pension rules or the age at which people will retire, and other presidents have collapsed in the face of protests. Is he likely to stick to his plan, Tony?
Well, he is. I mean, he's the plan is now law, so there's no chance that it will be withdrawn. But this, of course, affects both his legacy, and it also will have a very profound, I think, outcome on the next presidential election and whether or not that will favour the radical populist far right under Marine Le Pen. Her party and the far left are both beneficiaries of the anger against Emmanuel Macron. And of course, he hasn't groomed a successor from his brand new centre movement, which sprung up with him in 2017. So there is a bit of a political vacuum around this, and a lot of people are now thinking that this will really benefit Marine Le Pen above all in the next presidential election in 2025.
For people from here travelling to France over the next weeks and months, can they expect strikes?
Well, there have been repeated strikes and demonstrations since January, and that's likely to continue. And obviously, French air traffic controllers are often on strike anyway, so that's certainly something for holidaymakers to be mindful of this summer.
Tony, thank you. That's Tony Connolly speaking to us today from a crowded and very wet Paris, by the sound of it.